Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I returned back this watch, and I mailed it back last week, and I'm just wondering if they have received it. And I have an authorization number, and it's 44D6AB4B311E.
All right. Can you provide me the zip code?
28551.
You said 28551. Yes. What is that first and last name?
Linwood White or Skip White?
It's Linwood. Can you provide me that zip code, please?
It's 28551.
I'm sorry, shipping address?
Oh, 3558 Paul's Path Road, LaGrange, NC.
All right, give me one moment. You said you've received it. I mean, you're shipping it back. You've already shipped it back.
Yes, ma'am. I sure did. I even have a tracking number and all.
Did they give you an RMA number?
A what?
An RMA number to put on top of the package.
Yeah, they told me to put the 4453. The authorization number. Yes, I put that on there. It's 44D, and it's that's the number. That's the only thing I had.
Yes, ma'am. So, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I've been speaking to women all day. I'm so sorry. That was very disrespectful.
No problem. I mailed it to Hermit, California, Stanton. And I have a tracking number.
So you sent it back to the address that was on the package.
I sent it to Hermit, California.
No, okay. It was supposed to go to Denver, Colorado.
Well, they told me, and when I called them and told them, they said, "Well, what you can do is you can mail it to them," and I mailed that. I'll be your
con. Give me one moment.
That's how I got this address.
Do you remember the address that they told you?
Yes, yes, I have it right here. The name of the place was Red Pines Venture LLC, and it's 140E Stetson, Stetson Ave. Hermit, and the city is Hermet, California. 92543. And when I called, I gave them this number, and they said, "Make sure you put that on the envelope." And the number is 44D6AB4B311E. I did exactly what the lady told me to do. That I called this number, whoever was there at your place, and she told me to mail it and do and put that address on there, and put that number on the front, and then I wrote a little letter inside there.
All right, give me one moment. All right, yes, sir. Just give me one moment. I'm going to have my supervisor look over it because I'm not sure what's going on.
After the impeachment acquittal and the indictment, it will be as well with the statement out tonight was a real factor here.
I'm sorry, sir. Just give me one moment. We're just trying to see what happened.
Okay, because, I mean, like I say, what I gave, the information I gave you is exactly what a lady there at your place told me to do. Because otherwise, where did I get it from, you know? And the number, you have that big number that I gave you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I gave her that number, and then she gave me the address.
All right, give me one moment, and my supervisor is going to help help to assist me with this.
All right.
I'm sorry, sir. We're having a bit of an issue.
Well, I thought.
We can't seem to find the address that you told that you said that they told you to ship it to. The place you were supposed to ship it to was Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I sent it to what they told me there. I got this control number that I gave you. I would never got that before, and everything. So I mean, I got this phone number I called you on. And I did exactly what the lady told me, and she gave me that address, unless she gave me something that she didn't know what she was talking about. So who's going to rectify this problem?
Yes, sir. My supervisor is here assisting me at this moment.
All right. All right. I'll hang on.
All right. All right, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience. My manager, my supervisor, is now listening to the previous agent that you talked to see where she got the address from.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Tommy, so what do you want me to do? Explain, tell them the information I have?
Oh, no, my manager's not in this call. She's listening to the recordings with you and the previous agent.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to try to see where she got the address from. Well, he or she. I do apologize, sir. I know you probably have something else better to do.
No, that's all right. I just want to get this rectified.
All right, she just stated that the previous agent didn't give you an address.
I beg the difference. I'm sorry, unless that conversation I had with that particular person hasn't been recorded or anything, because I don't know where I got this address. Because I asked when I called and talked, I said, now how you spell that? And they went and told me that. So, I mean, I'm just doing what they told me to do. I mean, I wouldn't be falsifying or saying the wrong thing. I mean, I'm honest, and I'm just, you know, and I wouldn't have gone ahead and mailed it and got a tracking number and everything else. So now I'm out of over $70 for somebody that gave me the wrong stuff.
Can you provide me with that tracking number? Give me one moment. Yeah, can you provide me with that tracking number?
Okay, it's 950-1124-6911-1040-203812. And that was sent at the 9th of this month at 9:12 in the morning.
All right, give me one moment. I'm so sorry for the wait.
No, that's all right.
Thank you. All right, yes, sir. So said it was delivered, left with individual.
Okay. So what does that mean now?
I'm not sure. My manager is still manager / supervisor is still explaining this to me.
Oh, okay.
So sorry about the wait.
Oh, well, it takes time to get things corrected.
What has happened is when this revelation growth that did not really or did the implementation, it just.
How has your day been going so far?
Oh, it's all right. It's a much better day. Where are you located?
I am located in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
It snowed this morning. It wasn't thick enough to stick, though. It just melted right away.
Yeah, well, we've been having rain, and cold weather, freezing weather, but today was 65 degrees and sunny.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what 55 degrees feel like.
Yeah, no, it was 65 today. But tomorrow it's going to be a little bit in the 50s, but I don't know, this February is usually an unpredictable month here.
Yeah. It's difficult, got to get up in the morning to come to work, and it's so cold, your car don't want to warm up.
Yep, Montgomery, I came through there. I stayed at the Air Force Base there. What base is there at Montgomery?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What Air Force Base is at Montgomery? I forgot. Moody? No.
Maxwell,
there you go. Yep. I stay there at the Hobby campgrounds there on the way to New Orleans.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I have not.
You're not missing anything.
I would like to go back home, though.
Where's that?
New Jersey.
Oh, you're from New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm from Massachusetts.
Nice. I haven't been there either. I don't travel much.
No. Oh, well, probably on the road you will. I left Massachusetts back in 1961. I've been all over the world.
I left New Jersey ever since I was probably like 4.
Wow.
I'm 20 now, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a long time. You got a long time. Yeah. Well, where are you folks located? In Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just give me one moment. All right, give me one moment. Okay, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right, so based off of the little investigation that my supervisor has done, it stated that the USPS.com stated that you, it says the item was delivered to an individual at an address at Hemet, California. And because we are unable to find out where, who this package was given to or anything, there's nothing that we can do.
Well, this is the information I got from your office.
She listened to all the calls, all the recent calls that you've been in, and none of them gave you an address.
So there's nothing that you folks can help me on refunding me? On behalf of your representative, because I could not have got this plate number or this address from anybody else but there, because I have this control number and everything else. And I call them personally, so I make sure I know what to do, and this is what I was given because I wrote it down.
Yes, sir. It looks like that. So you tried to call earlier?
No, I mean, the last time I called is when I got this information from whoever I talked to. And then I decided to, they told me, then they told me that, well, you got to get the other pot, and I called them. But anyways, I talked to the person there, and I said, well, I want to return this. She says, well, you'll have to return it and to the depot or whatever it is, and this is the number to call, the address to send it to. And I said, you got my control number? She says, yes. She says, make sure you put that number on front of the envelope. And I said, okay. And then I put a little note in there saying to refund me, please, and this is the, and I also wrote this again on that piece of paper inside that envelope.
Oh, wait, do you still have the address? I can try to see if I can look up the address to see, because can you tell me what that address is?
You need the address?
Yeah.
It's 140 East, and the street name is S.T. E.T. SONAV. And I don't know, but I put a little asterisk and I put 275 on it. And then the town is HERMET, California, 92543.
All right, give me one moment. Okay, so that address leads to a USPS, not USPS, that leads to a UPS store in Hemet, California. I'm trying to find a loophole to see if there's anything that we can do, but because the
your supervisor can't refund me or make a request with her boss.
I'll say that's what my supervisor just said. She when it comes to things like this, like the watches or anything, only the warehouse is able to refund you. And because the warehouse doesn't have it in their possession, they're not going to refund it until they have their product back.
Well, that's what she told me. It was the warehouse and that's what I wrote down. I thought this was the warehouse number, address. Well, I got ripped off, so anyways. Well,
I am so sorry.
I realize you can't do nothing. Okay, well, thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.